you know, there is a total over-reliance on the private market and landlords to provide accommodation rather than the state itself. There are a number of reasons for that. I mean, locally in Leitrim, there's a significant amount of people on the waiting list. Nationally as well, in the last few years, there's only been, in 2018, 4,000 new builds of houses compared to 18,000 people that were accommodated through the housing assistance payment scheme. Now, that's not really a long-term solution for people. It's not the landlord's responsibility to provide social housing for people, and if the landlord decides to set up for any particular reason, tenants have very little rights in relation to eviction, and Owen Murphy himself has admitted that himself. Financially, it doesn't make sense either. The government themselves have admitted that they're going to spend about €3 billion over the next 5 years on the HAP payments and the rental assistance scheme, which is roughly about €500 million per year. And again, that's a huge amount of money to spend on a solution that doesn't really deal long-term with people's accommodation issues. You know, it's not really going to solve it permanently. So I would be calling on all local authorities, Leitrim included, to press as hard as possible for more public building of housing rather than a dependence on the private market. You can also see it on a regular basis on local authorities' Facebook pages across the country, where they're actually calling for private landlords to contact them in relation to providing accommodation to tenants. And that's not really an indication, you know, or a sign of a system that's working.